USA Radio News.
We are just under 8 hours from President Trump meeting face-to-face with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Earlier today, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed the media.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
Former Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, said he likes what he's seeing so far.
Well, I'm getting some good vibrations. I think it's very important that the summit focus on the main issue of denuclearization.
The Interior Department announced that they would be spending $256 million in funding on infrastructure projects at 22 national parks. The parks include the Great Smoky Mountains, Mount Rushmore, and Yellowstone. The money will be spent on updating visitor centers, repairing some flood damage, and also rehabilitating wastewater systems. Currently, the Dow Jones is up just over 50 points today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Wayne Island Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WARN to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Gasoline prices fell for most Americans to an average of $2.92 a gallon. That's down just over 3 cents a gallon from last week. USA Radio Network's John Clements has more.
Motorists in California are still paying the highest at $3.74, but even that was a decline of 5 cents a gallon. Residents of South Carolina still have the lowest at $2.58. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, not every state saw a decrease in prices.
46 of the nation's 50 states saw average prices decline. The unlucky four with increases, Michigan, Idaho, Ohio, and South Dakota.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Tyson's Food has recalled just over 3,100 pounds of frozen chicken after the company discovered it may have been contaminated by pieces of blue and clear soft plastic. The recall applies to 12-pound boxes featuring 3-pound bags of uncooked, breaded, original chicken tenderloins. The chicken was sold to restaurants across the country. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Kia Motors plans to recall over 500,000 cars to fix an airbag flaw. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us which vehicles.
The recall includes 2010 to 2013 Kia Forte and Forte Coupe sedans, also 2011 through 2013 Kia Optima sedans, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima hybrid sedans and Sedona minivans. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released a statement. In the event of a crash, the airbag control unit may short-circuit, preventing the frontal airbags and seatbelt pretensioners from deploying. Kia said that it's still working on a remedy with the recall set to begin on July 27th.
Today, IHOP announced it would be changing its name to IHOB with a B for burgers. The change is not permanent, though, according to a company spokesman. Darren Rebels is the president of IHOP. He joined Fox and Friends to talk about if they're still, in fact, going to have pancakes.
We're always going to have pancakes on the menu.
Okay.
We're always going to be IHOP. America loves burgers, and America loves IHOP, and we thought this was a fantastic combination to bring America's burgers to an iconic brand like IHOP.
Rebels was also asked about the international house of pancakes.
Well, we have restaurants in a lot of countries around the world. We have almost 1,700 restaurants in the U.S. and about another 100 or so internationally, but we're growing like crazy right now.
For USA Radio.